Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. It is another Dough for the Dream update, the short version. Podcast trying to keep you updated on alternative financing, getting dough for the dream, getting financing for your business, for your startup, for your existing business. Today is two quick updates. You know, I often get a lot of people that want to start a business, buy a franchise, start something from scratch. And especially in this environment, that can be a tough thing to do. Restaurants and franchises such as that are often the toughest. Restaurants and franchises have some of the higher default rates, so banks are typically more fearful of these things. So how do you fund a startup? Here's some quick ways, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about one of them. But home equity line of credit, refinance your house, cash out. I used to recommend using credit cards, but I in this economy with the higher interest rates and the new terms of credit cards, I do not advise people do that any longer. One method is a personal line of credit, such as a signature line of credit. For instance, I work with two reputable firms that offer lines of credit that basically you just sign off on. They're unsecured, and basically the one is up to $25,000. Obviously, it's on the small side, but let's say there's a husband and wife that want to start a business. Actually, both of them could get up to $25,000 each. Typically, your score has to be at least somewhere in the 600s, the FICO score, at least in the 600s. And there's no specific cutoff, and we have to take it as a case-by-case basis. And what I mean by that is I've seen a gentleman with a 680 score, which is pretty good, but he had a lot of credit card debt, so we were not able to approve him. And I saw someone with a 630 FICO score, but they had no credit card debt. And the outside income was strong enough that we did approve them. Of course, if you're over 700, that's a very good thing. It's a very quick process, typically a one-page application, and typically within 3 to 5 days you'll have the answer, and it's funded almost as quick. There's another one, a signature line of credit. It can actually go up to $150,000. I'm aware just a few weeks ago of someone that received a line. It wasn't the full 150, but it was $111,000. Again, it's a personal unsecured line of credit. Typically, you have to have over a 700 FICO score. Once in a while, you can get over 680. Now, these are quick ways if you want to start a business, start a franchise, and I recommend this to a lot of people. It's an easy process, usually just a few pages on this one, and it can be done within usually a week's time, get approval, and usually 1 or 2 more weeks for the funding. Obviously, you can use your IRA or 401k and roll it over using someone like Guidant Financial, Benetrends. You can roll it over, and they do it for you into a new C corporation, and you can use some of those or all those funds within your IRA or 401k to start your business, fund it, buy equipment, use it for working capital. You can use SBA loans. That is a tougher thing in this environment. First of all, a few years ago you used to be able to get an SBA loan. As long as you had some management experience or sales experience, you could most likely get an SBA loan for a restaurant, or some other business that you don't have specific experience. No longer. Most or almost all SBA lenders, to my knowledge, want a resume with specifics. So if you want to open up a restaurant or something like that in the food industry, you better have some management or assistant manager experience in that same niche. No longer can someone come out of corporate America with some management and sales and do any kind of business. Also, collateral. Now, there are still a few SBA lenders that require very little collateral, but not like the old days. I used to do many, many SBA startups with little or no collateral, but that's not so much the case anymore. I think we'll see more and more of it, but right now you're going to have some collateral, whether it's your home, another business, some assets of some kind, portfolio, whatever. So there's a few quick ways to do startup financing. You can use some other collateral asset-based loans if you have some stock portfolio, CDs, some other property. We can find a various number of ways to provide loans against the asset to fund your venture. Here's a quick little blurb on the economy. You've probably seen it that the economy does appear to be improving, and I see it more in banking as well. You know, the job report showed that 162,000 Americans went back to work, and there's other steps that Congress is trying to take to improve things. The SBA continues to rely or entrust us all with the higher guarantees and waiving fees, which saves borrowers thousands of dollars on SBA loans. And I ask, you know, if you're considering a loan in the near future, consider writing your representative to continue the higher SBA guarantees as they have been, and continue waiving the SBA fees if they have. Small businesses apparently account for 65% of all new jobs, and you know, SBA and the Obama administration does seem to be trying to find some more funding and more open regions for these people. I hope these little updates help you. Please feel free to email me at jim@doughforthedream.com if you want to hear a specific subject, specific way to make your dream happen. Thank you. Good luck.